Well, there's something I can talk about.
What?
I was disrespected this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Absolutely disrespected
Where?
This weekend. Outside of a club. Outside of a nightclub.
You were at a club?
I went to a club.
Why?
Players and Twinks.
I went to Twinks and Players. It was
my idea for a business is basically it's for, like, you know, the low tier players, but we invite little skimp ass white dudes also.
Mm-hmm.
So then they can mog on the Twinks, mm-hmm, and feel better about themselves,
right,
instead of losing all the pussy, mm, to, you know, Debo.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is the idea that they would fuck the Twinks or that they would be?
Oh, no. It's not a gay club.
It's not gay.
Guys like Adam go there to strike out.
I see. And the black.
I make the other guys feel better. But in exchange, Adam drinks free.
Uh-huh. Are there any women?
You drink free if you win the smallest dick competition.
That's good.
And you get half of your $70 cover back.
That's
also
awesome.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that idea.
Anyway, I was outside of a nightclub.
Literally, what were you doing there?
I went out to a club with friends.
Like for fun.
A single person
going to a club.
To a dance club.
I wish I had fun.
You know, I took ketamine. Because I hear that's what they're doing these days.
Who's the crew? Like, what are these?
I went out with, I'm not going to name the names. You're going to make fun of me.
Oh, Shlomo and...
I went with Ari and Ezra.
Ephraim and...
and Menachem and... Yeah. Anyway...
You guys get a nice
The two of them are leaving. I said, there were these two girls we were dancing with. I said, I'm going to stay and keep dancing with these ladies, right?
Okay.
So I said, I'll walk you out.
Wait a second. There's three of you and there's two women?
Yeah. Two girls we know, kind of, whatever. But I said, I want to keep dancing. Mm-hmm. I want to keep partying. But
I feel like dancing.
I'll walk you guys out and I'll smoke a cig outside. And I'll say goodbye.
And get my dick double sucked.
I'll say goodbye, and then I'll go back into this hellhole club that I'm in that I'm pretending is fun.
Where is this? In what neighborhood?
It's in like East Williamsburg.
Okay.
So.
Nice. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I have a cigarette
in an abandoned warehouse, basically.
Kind of a warehouse situation. Mm-hmm. I have an unlit cigarette, no lighter. I see a gentleman, a mayo ass, cracker ass, soy boy ass gentleman.
Mm-hmm. You look in the mirror?
And his East Asian girlfriend on the side, and he is smoking a cigarette. Listen. So I have my unlit cigarette. I approached him. I said, sorry to interrupt. Gong, yeah.
Babe, let's get out of here.
I approached him. I said,
yeah, this place sucks. She's just fine. Yeah, this place sucks.
he's just talking that way. So I approached him. I said, hey, sorry to interrupt. Could I get a light? I showed them I had a cigarette.
Of course,
I was
you're not
cigarette.
Looking for a cig. You just need flame.
Just the light. And he turns to me. He's like, I'm sorry. I don't have a lighter, buddy. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, could I just light my cig off of your cigarette? And he looks at me and goes, that won't be happening.
Oh, my God.
So I stood there and I was like, I was just frozen. I was just shocked.
Yeah.
I was just like, what? I was like, what? I'm sorry, dude. I'm not even mad. But I just would love to know.
Bitch.
I would love to know the rationale behind you saying no.
Yeah.
You cannot light a cigarette off of my cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
And he turns to me, he says, this conversation is over.
Oh, my God. You got to fuck that guy up, dude. I'm sorry.
So then,
you have to punch
so
him.
Then so Ari and Ari.
I mean.
I'm just saying he's friends with you know who.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah.
A certain baristasa. Baristasisa.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no.
Wait, I don't know.
Okay, so anyway. So I'm like, all right, fuck this guy. You know, there's some other people smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
But we're laughing. We're like dying laughing because it's such.
I'm not even mad. I'm laughing.
I'm like, this is so weird. Mm-hmm. Why did he do that? What
you know
a
would have been
piece
the cool move?
Shit?
Like, when go back to your car and then come back with
a gun.
No. That taser thing that Garth has in Wayne's World.
You should have kicked the cigarette out of his mouth.
Yeah. So I said, okay. So we're laughing. And then, like, we're standing in a circle. I'm like, what could it have been?
Yeah.
Maybe who's getting in an argument with this girl, right? Maybe he's like, yo, he's just like, I can't do this right now, you know? Maybe, maybe he thinks I'm someone else. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was a classic state. case of mistaken identity.
Maybe he thinks
course.
You're Adam Friedland from the racist podcast.
Maybe. And then I said that, and then my friend was like, "You're delusional. No one fucking cares about that."
Yeah.
And then his girlfriend walks up to us. We were about like 20 feet away. We're all kind of laughing.
Somebody nailed a
here.
List of,
yes, in like within three blocks. Yes.
Of what
people do care of where we are, basically.
I guess maybe we weren't far from here.
Yeah.
And she walks up and she said, "She's like, do you guys really want to know what it was?" And I was like, "Yeah."
The Asian girlfriend.
Yeah, she was.
Okay, say it again.
She said, "Do you really want to know what it was?" And so I said, "Yes, yes, please." We're all trying to figure out what it was.
Yeah.
I would love to know. And she said, "It was your conduct." And I was like, what are we in the military right now? Yeah. She said, "Your conduct on the dance floor." And I said,
"Your conduct?"
And I said,
"Would you have your cock out?"
I said, What do you mean? She said, "You guys walked into the club. You were pushing everyone around. You were ruining everyone's night." And I was like, I think you're thinking of different people because I was standing in the back because I do not like to be touched by people on drugs.
Of course, yeah.
I like to have a little bit of a buffer zone and space around me. I don't like being in the middle of the dance floor. It makes me uncomfortable and I suffer from claustrophobia.
Mm-hmm. You three
alphas. She said, "I don't know." She's like, "I don't know you white men anything." While her white boyfriend was standing there.
Unbelievable.
And so I was there to do the song.
Yeah.
I would have lit her up with that.
I mean, to say I don't owe you white men anything.
She said, "I don't owe you white men
anything."
Because
her fucking annoying boyfriend wouldn't light your cigarette? Because you were pushing people on a fucking dance floor?
So I said to her, I said, "Do you think there is a possibility that you're thinking of someone else?" It was dark in there. Mm-hmm. You could have been
a
thinking of someone else.
A lot of people dressed like me.
You clearly can't tell the difference
between white men.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then she turned to us. And she said, "The only way I keep answering your questions is if you pay me."
Oh, my.
And then she walks
God.
Away. And then her boyfriend takes out another cigarette and lights it. And he says, "Have a good night, boys." And then they get in an Uber.
Jesus Christ. And hilariously, you were kind of owned by them.
No. Yeah. Well, sir.
You got completely owned by two of the worst fucking biggest losers.
How did we get owned? I mean, I was just trying to ask
you
them.
You didn't get fired?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, and then after they owned you, you went back for a second helping.
They came back to us. We walked away.
Well, here's the thing, man. That is now. I don't condone violence, but this is a time where you do have to fight that guy.
That would be the event where there's finally a video that gets me canceled. Yeah.
Like you got to slap
where it
that
would
guy.
Happen.
I don't know, man. Or at least you don't let him talk to you that way.
Yeah.
Well, she was talking at the end. I mean, he was the only thing he said was like, "No, that won't be happening." And
I mean,
this conversation is over.
Two things.
And then you just
that
say,
"No person could ever
right." You
say,
just say,
ever say to you.
Yeah. You should just say, "You don't have to be a cunt about it.
Yeah,
never
yeah.
mind."
Yeah.
And then you walk away.
I started laughing.
And then the ball's in his court. Mm-hmm. And if he wants to say anything, you say, "No, you're being a dick."
No, shut up, bitch.
No,
just
no,
go
and
away.
Then no. When they walked back to us, we were like, "You guys are at like." Like, Ezra was just like, "You guys are assholes." Like, we were like, fucking, like, we're like, "What's your fucking problem right now?"
Oh, so robbing Ezra of his.
No, Ezra was
himself.
Being, he was asserting.
Shout
himself.
Out to Ezra.
Shout out to Ezra, a young king. A young king. And a cum boy.
Ezra's
actually.
12 years old.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he is almost 12 years old. Yeah. No, he's 24 years old. But
I'm hanging out with my Gen Z at a fucking dance club.
I was hanging out with my Gen Z. Listen,
she's like,
guys,
"Listen, you want to know what it really
I'm
was?
Trying
this
to
is the year of Adam.
I'm trying to reinvent myself."
She's like, "You know what it really was? I don't like that you're out here molesting these children on this dance floor, sir."
I can't wait to reinvent myself. I'm ready for my next big fall.
Oh, yeah. What do you think it is?
Oh, I don't know. Something bad will happen. And then I'm coming back.
Mm-hmm. We should honestly
detached.
We should
your problem right now is being too attached.
Unhinged. We should reinvent ourselves as ketamine guys. That's the new drug that I'm evangelizing.
You can be a ketamine guy.
How about you betamine? I'm on board.
Oh.
Nick, we should betamine? Do it sometime.